A Murder of Promise by Robert Andrews. For Boo, Julia, and Robert, my pride and promise. Every life is a promise. Anonymous. Monday morning, October 16th, 2000. Lilith Hoagland burrowed deeper under the comforter to get away from Figaro, who was nuzzling her neck. His tongue grazed her cheek. She sat up.
All right, damn it,
she said. 20 minutes later, Figaro cocked his right leg, urinated on the Eisler's boxwood next door, scratched at the brick sidewalk, then leaned into his leash, eager for his morning walk. Sunrise in the Georgetown enclave of Washington, D.C. Last night's front had brought in an invigorating chill and the promise of a clear blue autumn sky. Hoagland held Figaro's leash in one hand, and in the other, an insulated coffee mug. She felt like a long walk, and Figaro, an English pug, hadn't seen his pal Blackberry, a Portuguese water dog, in some time. So she decided they would go to the park. Figaro sniffed and peed his way up the hill toward our street, while Hoagland sipped her coffee and enjoyed the early morning luxury of thinking about nothing in particular. Suddenly, a violent tugging on the leash snapped Hoagland out of her reverie. The small dog had disappeared into a tall hedge.
Come here,
she yanked at the leash. Figaro whined and struggled further into the hedge. A cat or a squirrel, Hoagland thought, until she saw the blood on Figaro's muzzle. 1. Franklin Delano Kearney and Josephus Adams Phelps looked down at the dead woman. 10 yards away, the woman who'd found the body stood on the sidewalk with the two uniformed officers who'd secured the scene. 45 minutes earlier, just after daybreak, her dog had followed a blood trail to the base of a giant sycamore at the